Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view.
Yes, and they told me I had no musical talent. That was our introduction for our weekly story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And this week's story is called Sigmund Freud Walks Into a Bar with a Cricket. I had a moral dilemma this week, and that made me think about the two little people who live on our shoulders. I'm sure you're familiar with them. The one on your right shoulder is the little person who is urging you to do what is right, and the one on the left shoulder is the one that is urging you to do what is wrong. Now, in the cartoons, you usually see these images represented as little devils and angels. So I was thinking about the little devils and angels. And it occurred to me that these little guys seem to parallel the ideas of Sigmund Freud in his work, The Ego and the Id. Freud posits that there are three interacting parts of your psychic apparatus: the ego, the id, and the superego. In this construct, the id is the little devil, and the superego is the little angel, and your ego is your head sitting in the middle, mediating between good and evil. So I looked up cartoon depictions of the ego and the superego, and sure enough, they were depicted as little devils and angels. Now, apparently, several cartoon figures have had moral dilemmas and have encountered these little devils and angels. Donald Duck is one of them. Spider-Man had a moral dilemma, and even Homer Simpson apparently has several moral dilemmas. So seeing that made me feel somehow less alone in the world. Now, you may be wondering, where does this leave Jiminy Cricket? I knew that's what you were thinking. First of all, you should know that Jiminy Cricket is not a real cricket. He is a Disney cricket who dresses like a 19th century gentleman, and he wears a top hat. He carries a burgundy umbrella. And Jiminy Cricket is Pinocchio's conscience. And he teaches him to distinguish between good and evil so that one day Pinocchio can become a real boy. So according to Freud, Jiminy Cricket is Pinocchio's superego. In the story, Pinocchio and a bunch of bad boys are taken to a place called Pleasure Island, which is like a Las Vegas for youngsters, where the superego may be allowed to run wild. There, the boys can do whatever they want, including fighting and drinking alcohol and smoking and just vandalizing the place and many other bad deeds that good children should not do. However, unknown to the boys, Pleasure Island is cursed. And once the boys have had enough time being bad, they are turned into donkeys, presumably because they have made jackasses of themselves. Jiminy Cricket ventures across Pleasure Island and finds Pinocchio smoking a cigar and drinking a Bloody Mary. He then rescues him by making him jump into the sea. Now, all Pinocchio ever wanted was to be a real boy. And in the end, that is what I want. I want to be a real man, authentic in my responses to the challenges that face me every day, and able to sort out my moral dilemmas as my id and my superego battle it out for supremacy. My head is, of course, at the center of this struggle. That's obvious. What will my head do as it balances the voices of good and evil? Will it be ruled by the siren cry of hedonism and wanton procreation and chaos? Or will I listen to the voices of reason and decency and morality? And what if Freud is wrong, and the real reason we do what is right and what is wrong is because of the stuff we see on TV and in video games and because of movies like When Harry Met Sally and Dirty Harry? And what would Jesus do? And what would Jiminy Cricket do? I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.